First, we want to say thank you to the Pilevsky family, to the Rebbetzin B'Miuchad, that she hosted this whole thing. We talked about this like 3 days ago, and she went to all the trouble. Thank you for the yeshiva, thank you for us. It says in the parasha, it says, Vayu chayei sarah, 100 shana, ve'esrim shana, ve'sheva shanim shnei chayei sarah. And then it says, Vatamot sarah, b'kiryat arba, hi chevron, beretz kenan, ve'yavo Abraham, l'spod l'sarah v'divkota. There's two parts to this. Sarah Imenu is mamish living. She's living, that's how the parasha starts out. We're talking about a dead woman. And Vayus Chayei Sarah, she was nifteret from the world. But the parasha starts out with Chayei Sarah, and it's talking about Chayei Sarah. It's not written by any tzaddik. It's not written this lashon. Vayu Chayei Sarah Mea Shana, Ve'esrim Shana, Ve'sheva Shanim, Shnei Chayei Sarah. And it finishes off the pasuk with another Chayei Sarah. And then it talks about the mitah. Batamot Sarah Bekiat Abay Yichevron, Eretz Kanan. The Sfasemis says, he brings down the Medrash, Yodea Hashem Yemei Tmimim. Yodea Hashem Yemei Tmimim, B'nachalatam Leolam Tiyeh, K'shem Shem Tmimim, Kach Shnatam Tmimim. Because Baruch Hu knows the days of the Tzaddik. And just like their life, K'shem Shem Tmimim, just like their Tmimim. What does it mean, Tmim? It means Tmim Tiyeh, Hashem Elokecha, Shalim, Shalem. Shalem you should be with Hashem. Just like their Shleimim. They're full with Hashem Yisbarach. They're always with Hashem Yisbarach, no matter what. They don't go this way or this way. They go with Hashem Yisbarach, whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu is dictating to them. Kach shnotam tmimim. Also, their years are tmimim. So he starts out, the Sfasemis, ki hazman nivra. We have to know that the zman, time, is created. It's not something that was beforehand. It's a creation. V'chiyut pnimiyut, but then there's something that's l'malam min hazman, the chiyus that there is, the chiyus, the koach hapoel milamala sheyesh b'maasei breishit. In other words, there's this man that's created, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is infusing this man with something. Oh, he said that this man is not chikon ze man. This man is the most important thing that we have, right? It's more important than all the money in the world. Right, zman, you can never make it up. Money you can make up. If you lose money, you can make it up. Bezrat Hashem. But zman you can't make up. But it's an otrikon of zeman. It's mamish man. It's mamish like man from that we had in the midbar. And this man is mamish like the akar shebiyakarim. It has any taste that you want. It changes, and a person can change it according to his ability to infuse, to let it come into the bria. In other words, if we let HaKadosh Baruch Hu come into the Bria, if we let Or Hashem come into the Bria, all of a sudden, it's the koach ha-poel ulemala min hazman. It comes into this man. But tzaddik mekarev ha-kol al ha-shoresh. And the tzaddik, what's he doing? Tzaddikim, Kol Yisrael tzaddikim. But tzaddik mekarev ha-kol al ha-shoresh. Everything that the tzaddik is doing, his whole kavana is to be mekarev everything to the shoresh, to the root of everything. What's the root of everything? Or Hashem? That a person should be nidbak, that the whole world should be nidbak, not to the chitzoniyut of the thing. What's chitzoniyut? That's the external of things. Ela to the internal of things. Right? There's external and there's internal of everything. We see just the external, right? I see this cup, I see the external. But if I look deeper, I see a kli, I see a vessel, I see kaf lamed yud, I see a kli, which is otiyot aleph peh gimel. It's all sorts of things. I can see. You can see in the vessel. You can see it. A person that's being makariv, this thing to its pnimius, all of a sudden that vessel has a chias to it. Don't be mitbalbel. I don't want you to go mishigah, but there's a chias in everything. Even though it's an inanimate object, there's a life force in it. That's why it can still exist, because there's a life force in it. But this life force has to be brought out. How's it brought out? By the kavanah of the tzaddik. The kavanah of the tzaddikim is bringing out this life force and making it tangible, almost tangible, that a person can really feel it. So he says, "V'zesh ne'emar kol arum yaseh bedat uchsil yifrosi velet." An arum is a bright person. He does something bedas. He does everything bedas. What's bedas? Das means a chibur, means a connection. He's connecting everything. Kol arum yaseh bedas uchsil yifrosi velet. But uchsil, he's always showing how he's going the wrong way, going the opposite way. Ki avshema seim shavim. Even though the ksil and the chacham are both the maasei shaveh, the maasei that each one is doing, the deed that they're doing is the same deed on the outside. Shegam matzadik oseh inyanei olam hazeh. Also the tzadik does inyanei olam hazeh. Rak bedat udveikut bapnimiut. But he's doing it out of dveikus. In other words, the same maase is being done by the tzadik and the rasha. The tzadik eats and the rasha eats, right? They both eat. But the tzaddik, when he's eating, he's doing a bedat, he's doing a bedveikut, he's doing a bedveikut to El Hashem Yisparach. And he finds that dveikus, and all of a sudden that food that he's eating has a chiyus to it. And mimeli is able to be chai, and he's also being mechaya the whole world through that. It's a whole different world out there. And we do it, we say brachas like blah, 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 but when you really get into brachas, when you really get into understanding what a bracha is, that you're mamish being madbikit, chazarat, gluing it back to Hashem Yisparach, gluing it back to its makor, all of a sudden, the fruit that you're eating, or the food that you're eating, the cake that you're eating, the sushi that you're eating, whatever you're eating, b'siyat d'shmai, it all goes back, and it has a chiyas to its own. And it gives that chiyas to the person, and all of a sudden, a person has a life force in him that he didn't have beforehand. And we don't know what that life force is, but the more you know it, the more you feel it, the more you live it, the more it comes out, the more you do this. And this is the Vizein Yan Yeshuva Dat Mashinit Yashev Habina Vasechel Bahamase Sheinose Blidat. And that's the Yeshuva Das. Yeshuva Das means it's the Shav, the Das is Mityashevbo. Then Shinit Yashva Habina Vasechel Bahamase. Your Das is going to be Mityashev in this Maise. In other words, you're going to now drink this. You're going to say Bracha. You're going to drink it. You're going to drink it b'kavana. You're going to drink it b'kavana to uplift this whole thing, to uplift this seemingly dead object, this seemingly dead food, whatever it is. But it becomes alive again, and it becomes alive, and then you become alive, and then you're able to be mechaya through the Divrei Torah to come out of that, because there's otiyot in everything, there's letters in everything, and these letters start to give chiyas, and a person is able to speak Divrei Torah. A person is only able to speak Divrei Torah b'zchus zeh. That he's eating and thinking of Dvar Hashem all the time. He always has das. He always has das, the chibur. The chibur is always there. And that chibur, that connection, is always connecting us back. And this is what's being said when we're looking at the pasuk, when we're looking at this, at Chai Sarah, we're looking at Sarah Yimeinu was greater than Avraham Avinu and Nevuah. She's mamish greater. And it says, Vayiyu. In other words, there's a Havaya here. There's a Havaya of Shem Hashem. There's a Hivui of Shem Hashem. Anywhere with the Zotiyot of Yud Kei Vav, so it's always Shaykh to Hashem Yisparach. There's a Havaya with Sari Meinu that she's always bringing out Shem Hashem. And Rashi says, Kulan Shavim L'Tova. All of them are L'Tova. Now, you know that she didn't have a great life. She didn't have a great life. She didn't have any children. And she was very upset about it. Right? She was very upset. She told Avraham Avinu, what's going on here? And she didn't have a good life. So what's pshat that Kulan Shavim L'Tova, all of a sudden everything's good? Because when you're looking at the actual badness or wicked or hardships in the world, you can look at it in two ways. You can look at it as hardship and get all the way down. Or you can look at it and lift it up. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings a hardship on a person, only a person that can take it. Only a person can take it. And he's being bochein. Who can really look at it and who can really have something to do with it? Who can really be mitchaber to it? Because a hardship is another step. It's another step in life. This was the Asra Nisyonot. Right? The Asra Nisyonot were all given for us to be mitaldeh, for Avraham Avinu to be mitaldeh. And every person has Nisyonos. Every person has Nisyonos. And these Nisyonot are given to a person so he can mitaldeh. Or a person can be oreid chas v'shalom. But the Iker Aliyah, the Iker Ratzon of Hashem Yisparach, isn't to be Morid the person, because Baruch Hu doesn't want to lower a person, because Baruch Hu wants to uplift a person. So he gives us gives us a thing that we can go up. It's like a mini escalator. And if you do this, you'll go up. You'll go up another madrega. You go up another madrega. And this is Sari Meinu, that she's an amazing woman. She's the woman that's bringing down this Torah of just seeing this unbelievable world that we have and uplifting it. And not just leaving it where it was, right? She's a Tikkun of Chava. She's a Tikkun of Chava. That's what's brought down in the Svarim. She's now fixing up the chait of Adam Arishon that was through Chava. That she's fixing up things that your mamash can't fix up. How can you fix up something? I went wrong. How can you fix it up? How can we do tshuva? You can fix it up with kavana. If we mechavein now, if we use this time that we had, we use this time to be mechavein, to bring it back up, then we can go to bring everything up. We can uplift the whole world. We can uplift the whole world. But we can definitely uplift ourselves. And it's through these kavanas of what's going on. So what happens here? It says in the Avodas Yisrael, it's an unbelievable Torah. It says here, he says, "Vatamut Sara b'kiryat Aba." How is she doing this? What's she doing exactly? Ita shebiser ha-satan et Sara shneikad Yitzchak b'na v'chimat shenishchak. It says in the Medrash that Sari Imenu, why is she dying? Because she saw the satan brought her bad news about Yitzchak Avinu, that he was neikad agabei mizbeach, his mamish tied up agabei mizbeach. V'chimat shenishchak, and he was almost nishchak. U'farcha nishmata. And her neshama was mamish, just flew out of her. V'tzarich ha'inyan biyuri, he says. You have to understand what's being said here, it's crazy. Alo ha-tzadikim kol ritzonam b'chiyutam la'asot ritzon kanam. Hare the tzadikim, their whole will is to do ratzon Hashem. U'mosrim nafsham u'ma'odam v'yotz'echa letzeyem ba'avur kvodo yitzbarach shmo. And their whole inyan is to bring out Dvar Hashem, right? That's their whole inyan, the tzaddikim. Ve'ech yitachein nomar al Sarai imenu atzadeket, asher haya Avraham Avinu, tafela b'neviut. How could it be that Sarai imenu, that's mamish, Avraham Avinu was less than her in nevuah? You're talking about greater than Avraham Avinu, basically. Shekshav shama me'akedat Yitzchak parcha nishmata mecharada uvehala. How could it be that she's just a regular person out there that just lost it? She lost it. That's how we all understand the Medrash, that she lost it. She lost it and she died. Kederach pshutei b'nei adam, like regular people. Asher kol chiyutam legadel zera l'arbot hon, that everybody just wants more and more and more in this world. Ubeferud habanim hamamon kimat yamutu. If chas v'shalom, something happens to a regular person, something happens in their mishpacha, somebody dies or something, so they die. They mamish, they lose it. She's like a regular person. This is how we're looking at the Medrash. How is it possible to say such a thing? Omnam lo chen tzarei meinu, chalilala. It wasn't like that. That's not tzarei meinu. That's not pshat. It can't be pshat. The Avodas Yisrael, the Magid Mikoshnitz is saying, it's not shaykh that such a thing could happen with tzarei meinu. Tzarei meinu is me'alze. How is it shaykh that she just, all of a sudden just dies? Rak nuchal lomar, so he says, an unbelievable Torah. He says, b'shom'a ma'aseh akeda, when she's hearing the akeda, shokeda Avraham et Yitzchak b'na lo'olam, lo'ola, la'ashem, that Avraham Avinu is being okayed. He's tying him up. He's tying up Yitzchak Avinu to be an ola la'ashem. Ve'evinu ha'bekdushata sh'na'asar yedei ze yichud gadol v'kadosh. So she understood right away, because she knew this whole avoda of what we were just talking about the yichud, about what the Svasemis is talking about, this yichud that there is to bring things together, to bring it up to Hashem Yisbarach, she understood that. And because she understood that, shenesal yedei ze yichud gadol v'kadosh, and she understood how big this yichud must have been, this hakrava of Yitzchak Avinu al yedei Avraham Avinu, v'amakom ahu haya rachok mimena, and that place, the place of Har Moriah, was far from her. Lalechet shamali didabek im av uvno b'kedushat ha'yichud. All she wanted to do was go there. She wanted to be shaykh to this also. Her whole ratzon, when she heard that this is happening, I can't believe it. She's mamish. HaKadosh Baruch Hu asked him to be makriv, her son. She was happy with that. She's happy with that. And she wanted to be part of it. She also wanted to do this. Lachein al kol panim merachok masran nafsha ba'ahava uv'tahara. But from far away, she was Moser Nefesh. Ba'ahava v'tahara. Li'ipared me'olam hazeh be'et ratzon v'sha'a k'dosha kazot. And she was Moser Nefesh to be Nifrat. She didn't want to be Nifrat. She didn't want to die. That wasn't her kavana. Her kavana was to do a yichud. Her kavana was to do that yichud that's happening. To Sari Menu, to Yitzchak Avinu. She wanted to do it. She wanted to take his place. She wanted to get in with that. She wanted to be Makriv Yitzchak Avinu. But because of that yichud, because she was doing this her whole life, this was her life. Yodea Hashem Yemei Tmimim, that it's a tmimus of the derech. This is what she was looking forward to the whole life. Just lekadesh Shem Shemayim. Ba'kadosh Baruch Hu hiskim al yada. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu was masking that she should go up like that. V'yatza nafsha b'kdusha b'sha zot. V'zen yirmaz v'atam otzera b'kiryat haba. What's the remez to this? This whole Torah that she was just failing to get into that mitzvah, to get into the mitzvah of Yichud Hashem, of Kedusha Hashem. V'atam otzera b'kiryat haba, it says. Romez mekom ha-kirya shemeta. It's being ramez of the makom that she was. Ayal pi arba. It was al pi arba. Shem arba otiyot adnut. It's arba otiyot. Aleph and a dalet and a nun and a yud. Shem Hashem. Shebehem kavanat misirat nefeshot vekabalat omachut shemayim. That's the kavan of misiris nefesh. That a person is being moser nefesh to Hashem Yisparach and going up in an aliyah to Hashem Yisparach. It's an unbelievable Torah what he's saying. He's saying basically that when a person, you know, tzaddikim, when they mechavein to Shem Hashem, they mechavein to Shem. When you say Yudkei Vavkei, when you say Shem Hashem, we don't say Shem Hashem. Only in the Mikdash we say Shem Hashem. But us in Vulin, in Chusar, it's everywhere. We mechavein to Shem Hashem. We mechavein to Shem Yudkei Vavkei, and we say Shem Adnut. We're saying that He's Adon Kol Haaretz. Who's Adon Kol Haaretz? Yudkei Vavkei is Adon Kol Haaretz. He's the Adon. He's the head of the world. Who is it? It's Yudkei Vavkei. And that's the Yirka Kavana. The Yirka Kavana is to bring these two Shemot together. Because that's the vessel, and that's the Or of the vessel. Right? We have a vessel, which is Shem Adnut, which is Malchus Hashem in the world, bringing out Malchus Hashem in the world, bringing out the kingdom of Hashem in the world. And then we have the Or of Hashem Yisbarach coming into that. Right? So you can have a Malchus without Or Hashem. And that's exactly what the Sfasemis is talking about. In other words, you can have Chas V'Shalom, you can make a bracha and never think about who you're making a bracha to. And just make a bracha like Mitzvat Anashim Melumada. Or you can make a bracha and really think about it. The more you think about it, the more you get into it, the more you realize that this water, these little tipot of water came Yishrot from Hashem Yisbarach to me. And it mamish is a matana meis Hashem. Unbelievable matana meis Hashem. That we have this water and it's coming into me to give me sustenance. And this whole Ratzon Hashem Yisbarach is mamish. He's mamish feeding me right now. Then we get into different types of machshava. I was just at a shiva of Zach, what's his name?
Brown.
And I'll tell you the truth, his father was a very big Kaddish. His father was a very big Yid. Anyway, they were saying there were all sorts of stories about his father. There was one story, Abriel, there was one story that he said about his father. He said, you know, somebody was walking on the grass near his house, next to his house or something. And he said to him, why are you walking? Do you know what you're walking on? He said, I shouldn't be walking on the grass. And he said, no, appreciate the grass that you're walking on. Appreciate the trees around you. Appreciate the things that we're given. And we don't appreciate them. We just don't. We don't appreciate them. We eat them. We take advantage of them. He said, his father used to love trees. His father used to love the nature. His father used to love all these things. The whole Bria. Because the whole Bria is one big Shira to Hashem Yisbarach. The whole Bria is just bring us back to Hashem Yisbarach. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from us. But we look at the Bria and we just take advantage of the Bria. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants the opposite. Let the Bria bring you back to Hashem Yisbarach. Look at the Bria, look at the Teva, look at the nature, and come back to Hashem Yisbarach. And this is how he was. This is how he was. His whole life was like this. Just seeing the good in everything. Seeing the good in this, you know, you can see the good and do something with it. And that's what he was. Do something with it. This is the Derech of Tzaddikim. And this was Sari Menu that she's mamish making a yichud. A yichud means that I'm being mekadesh Shem Shemayim, I'm going up with Shem Adnut to Shem Havayim. to Shem Yudke Vavke. I'm connecting them. I'm connecting them. So they're not just, it's not just names I have nothing to do with. Eli, I have something to do with. He says they used to call HaKadosh Baruch Hu Abba. He used to call HaKadosh Baruch Hu his father. Just Abba. He used to scream out Abba. He's a very, very miuchad person. A very, very special person. We can all do this. The ikr is to think about this. To think about this when we're doing things. When we're doing things. Not to do it mitzvat anshim lumadan. Not to do it just because I did it yesterday, so I'll do it again today. Chas v'shalom. Eli, to do the Shem Shemayim. Shekol ma'asecha yu l'shem shamayim. Lazot bedat. Bedat means connect. Connect everything that you do. Don't just do it. Don't just do it. And this is what we're being taught this week in this week's parasha. This week's parasha is a nifla parasha. Because through Sarah Yimenu dying, Rivka Yimenu is being born, right? through Sarah Yimenu dying, so Yitzchak can live. And Yitzchak, so that's the zivug. The zivug is coming through Sarah Yimenu, right? She's mamish doing the zivug as she's dying. She's doing so much of a yichud. She's bringing a yichud into the. She's bringing a marriage together. It's crazy stuff. And this marriage is the marriage of Yitzchak Avinu with Rivka Imenu. And then Yitzchak brings her a ela, and v'nei sarah imo, right? And he sees all of a sudden it's Sarah Imenu. It's mamish Sarah Imenu, because that yichud stays in the world. That Yichud brought the whole world up to the Darg of Sarah Yimenu. And this is mamish what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from us. What he wants from us, each one, the Vum Darga Dilei, each one according to our levels, each one according to what we can, to think a little bit about what we're doing, to think about the brachot that we're saying. You know, the brachot that we're saying, it's probably the biggest mitzvah that we do all day is the brachot, right? The brachot in Shacharis, brachot in Musaf. In Mincha, in Ma'ariv, but then Stam Brachot during the day. Most people don't put on tefillin all day. We have tzitzis on our beged a little bit. But what mitzvah are we mamish being mekayim all the time? It's Brachot. You have to be careful with midi to brachos. Midi to brachos is mamish. The bracha is shruya. Where's the bracha shruya? Where's the bracha coming from? It's coming from Shabbos Kodesh. But the Yikr Tzaddik is being mechaber everything to Shabbos, always bringing Shabbos into his life. And this is the Yichud of the week, this is the Yichud of everything that we're doing. To bring the Kedusha into the Chol. Hamavdo ben Kodesh l'Chol, ben Ro l'Choshech, ben Yisrael Amim. If we didn't have the Avdalas, so we wouldn't have Das. We don't have any Das. We need Das for Avdala. We need to understand it. So you have the Havdalah, but then you bring it back in. We want to have the Havdalah so we can bring that Kedusha into the Yimechol, so that it can be Barur to us and we can see it happening. But the Tzaddik is called, the Talmud Chacham is called Shabbos, right? The Talmud Chacham is called Shabbos. Why is he called Shabbos? Because his whole life is all about Shabbos Kodesh. His whole life is just to bring out Shabbos. It's to bring out, what is Shabbos? Shabbos is the Kedusha of the week. Shabbos is mamish the whole world was created for Shabbos, right? And the whole world is atid liyot Shabbos, right? Yom shekulo Shabbos v'mnucha l'chayei olamim. So that's the hemshech of the whole world. And who's going to bring it out? It doesn't come out unless we make it out. If we make it happen, it'll come. If we just let it go and we just let these brachot go, it's talui in us. It's talui in each one of us. And we don't realize how much it's talui in us. We don't realize how much the mili de brachas is talui in us, and how much this whole derech that Sarah Yimenu was doing her whole life. You have to follow her. I have to follow her. This was the derech. This was the derech that she was doing. And there's a shinui. There's a shinui as she's growing. As she's growing every year, there's more of a shinui. That's mea shana, esrim shana, v'sheva shanim. Sheva shanim is mamish corresponding to Shabbos Kodesh. It's mamish sheva of shinui, of total shinui. That's all going towards Shabbos Kodesh. Shnei Chayei Sarah, right? Shnei Chayei Sarah is all about the two worlds that she's living in. That's Maarat HaMachpelah that she's living in, right? The Maarat HaMachpelah is mamish, the two worlds that she's living in. The two worlds that she was mezakeh to all the others, that they're all part of that two world derech, that it's mamish always connected, like a sandwich. It's always one thing. And it shouldn't be two things. It's one world. Olam Hazeh, with Olam Haba, and Olam Haba comes into Olam Hazeh. It's infused into Olam Hazeh, and then we have an unbelievable world. But if we just leave it, it can be left. But what do we get? We got nowhere. So we have the same Suda, we have the same this, and we have the, there's no Chiddush in the world. The biggest Chiddush in the world, this is the Chiddush of the world. The Chiddush of the world is that mamish, when we eat something, when we say a bracha on something, we're being mechadesh a world. We're being mechadesh that this thing that I just took it off the tree is no longer living. It has new life now. It has a life from the next world now. It has life from the next world. And it's going to give me the life that now I can learn Torah with. Now I can learn, I can do mitzvahs. I can do more mitzvahs. How do I get to the yicholet that I can do more mitzvahs? The more I'm mechavim, the more I'm mechavim, just Hashem Hashem, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam. It's simple kavana. You don't need to be a makubo for this. Right? It's simple kavana. Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam. Just to be makir, that He's Hashem and He's Elokeinu Melech Haolam. He's the Melech of the world. Just to say that, Borei Pri Ha'etz, right? Borei Pri Ha'etz. He's mamish creating this pri of the eight for me to eat. He created it for me. He gave it. The whole world was just given to me to be mishamesh me, to help me out. To help me out for what? So I can go up the ladder. And this going up the ladder is very, very chashuv. It's very, very chashuv. And people think that karum zulut lifnei adam, people think that it's a small thing. It's like tefillah. Karum zulut lifnei adam. It's things that are ramim. It's things that are above. Karum zulut, the Gemara says, right? It's tefillah. That people are that a mezalzel in it. People look down at it and say, what is it? It's not. I'm into the big mitzvahs. I'm not into these small mitzvahs. But the small mitzvah, eating a little pistachio, eating a little water, drinking a little water, eating some sushi, these seem like small mitzvahs, but these are humongous mitzvahs. And Akash Baruch Hu is waiting for one thing. He's waiting for us to think about it. Just think about Him before you eat it. Just think about Him before you eat it. All of a sudden, that food goes to a different place. It doesn't just go to the stomach. It goes to the neshama. And this lightens up the whole world. This changes everything. And this is the chiyus that there is in the world. You're being mechayim mesim. It's not shaykh. The thing is mace. The thing is dead. How are you shaykh? How is it shaykh to give any chiyus to something that's dead? When you're mevarech on it, it becomes alive. And that's chayei sarah. And the parash is mamish teaching us this. The first pasuk of the parash is teaching us this. Ayidei kiryat arba. Ayidei. So he says over here, it's more than this. He says that v'zenir maz v'tamot tzara katab rabbeinu bor Yisrael b'kriyat shema anu omrim Hashem Elokeinu haynu shu b'machshava liyot Elokeinu is a machshava to be Elokeinu v'ze ekye ana zamin l'mehevi ul itgalya hu Hashem Echad aval b'mus so he says here v'tamot tzara b'kriyat arba b'dalet shomhan Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad b'kriyat arba is talking about Shema Yisrael, we say, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, it's four Shemot. It's four Shemot. Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, and it's corresponding to Yud Kei Vav Kei. Hashem is Yud, Elokeinu is Vav, is Kei, and Hashem is Vav, and Echad is the Heachrona. And the Heachrona is us, is that we're bringing the Achdus. And if we do this, it really changes the whole game of everything. It changes our learning. It changes everything that we're doing. Our whole perspective changes. And we're able to see things, and we're able to gemlakedni tzotzot that we're in this food, and we're able to uplift them. And it really changes the whole bria. And this is really the pshat in the parasha that when we're coming to shiduchim or all sorts of things that there are out there that we have no idea what's going to be. We have no idea what's going to be. When we have bitachon b'Hashem Yisparach, it's all about bitachon b'Hashem Yisparach, full bitachon, not to have any sveikas, to have full bitachon b'Hashem Yisparach, that it's going to be good, whatever it is. And this is going to happen. This is going to happen. You have to think about it, that this is going to happen, Bezrat Hashem. And tzaddik goes there, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mekayim, right? It's tzaddik, v'tizor omer v'yakim lach. Tzaddik goes there, the Gemara says. Tzaddik goes there, right? He has a gzera on something, and Hashem is mekayim. Because Baruch Hu Kivyochel is going after the tzaddik, because he knows how to be miyachid. He's bringing it together. He's bringing it all together. And when he's bringing it all together, it's all one. It's all one. It's not two things. It's all one thing. It's all one thing. And it brings this world into a new world. Into a new world. Into a world of Kedusha and Tahara. And the only ones that can do this is us. The only ones that can do this is us. If we don't do it, it's not going to get done. And it's a big chiyuv on us. It's a big chiyuv on us. Just like there's a chiyuv to say the bracha. There's no inyan just to say brachas without thinking about them. We have to change. We have to change. And it's hard. It's hard because we're so used to saying it. Kimitzvat anashim b'lumadam. But the ikar is, say the bracha slowly. Think about the bracha. And it'll change your food. It'll change your whole perspective. It'll change your life. And it'll change everybody around us. Everybody around us. And don't look at it like a small thing. It's humongous. It's mamish humongous, this thing. It's humongous. And we take it for granted. We take it for granted. But brachas is the first thing that we're doing. It's the first masecht in Shas. Is it shaykh to Zrayim only? It's not shaykh to Zrayim. But it's before Zrayim starts, it's the only masecht in the Bavli that you have from Seder Zrayim. But it's the beginning of every machshav is a bracha. The beginning of everything is a bracha. And that's the bracha comes from someplace. So we think that it just comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It does come from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But we have to let it in. How do we let it in? By saying a bracha. B'siyat Hashemayim, we should be zeichet to this b'emet. We should be zeichet. And we want to thank the Pilevskis again. We want to thank the Moshe. We want to thank the Rebbetzin. B'emet, all hakavod for everything that you're doing for us. Bezrat Hashem, thank you for everything. And Bezrat Hashem, we should be zeichet to b'emet. Start to think about what we're saying. Because this was Sarimenu's whole plight, whole ratzon in the whole world, was to bring this yichud, was to bring this together. Ad kidei kach, she wanted to do the akedah herself. She mamash wanted to do the akedah herself. But then, it was nifrat, every neshama needs a ptilat to it, needs a wick to it, and there wasn't a wick to keep her down in this world, and she just went out. B'kedusha v'tara. But her ratzon, it wasn't some sort of skimpy thing that she just lost it and she just died. It was because she was trying to do the yichud of Avraham Avinu with Yitzchak. B'siyat Hashemayim, we should be zeichet.
Shabbat Shalom.